Hi, everybody. Radical Russ here at the 2016 Portland Indo Expo. And joining us here at the Cannabis Radio Lounge, we have Jonah from MRX Labs. Hi, Jonah. How you doing?
Hey, doing really good, Russ. Just really excited to be here today on a beautiful day in Oregon here.
Yeah, MRX Labs here is one of our testing facilities for cannabis in, is it just Oregon or are you all over?
No, right now we're just in Oregon right now. But we're having plans to expand into other states here.
What has it been like trying to get some consistency, some regulations, working with the state here as far as setting up the testing industry?
Yeah, we're really excited about it as a whole. You know, when my family and I started this company about 2.5 years ago, there was no standards, no requirements, no oversight, no accreditation. And that was a lot of problem in this industry. Essentially, people weren't all testing the same standards. And so we're really excited about accreditation coming, where there's now set standards that everyone tests to, set rules. And so it kind of puts everyone on the same level field where customers can feel really confident, patients, you know, about the test results. It's not easy to get accredited, so the labs that actually get accredited, I don't think people are going to have to question anymore what the results are.
So on the baseline test, if someone was going to work with MRX Labs, they'd be learning potency, CBD, and if it's contaminated, maybe go into some detail on what is it you're looking for when you're testing.
Sure. Under the new testing requirements that the OLCC and OHA have set forth, they've really specified what tests we're doing now. And that's your cannabinoid profile, which they're requiring your THC and your CBD. And then we also offer additional minor cannabinoids as well that customers just want to know about. And then mold and mildew is getting removed, and it's going to be going to a water activity, which gives you essentially an idea of the likelihood of mold mildew coming in the future.
Oh.
And then also your pesticide testing as well. And they have it set with exact analytes and pesticides. It used to be pretty broad before, but now it's very defined and laid out with exact parts per million and what analytes to look for, and then also on the residual solvent side as well.
On that the thing you mentioned about mold, is this like instead of waiting to find that you've actually got mold, you're trying to see whether, you know, try to prevent it before it happens?
That's exactly right. It's more of the water activity is more of an indicator.
And this is a change they've come up with.
That is correct, okay. Yes.
And so this would be the baseline to make sure it's compliant with Oregon regulations. Are there tests you offer that go beyond that to find other pieces that aren't required but might be of interest?
Sure. So we also do offer the traditional mold and mildew test as well. And then we'll also be offering E. coli and salmonella testing as well. And then coming down the future here, we're looking at essentially doing some strain identification and genealogy as well with some of the DNA technology we have.
Excellent. This is MRX Labs. We're talking about full spectrum testing here of cannabis products in the state of Oregon. Are there any, for the people that are the producers that are going to be bringing you products, some tips you can give them that will ease this process, make it better, more accurate or easier for you guys to handle?
Sure. And actually what's really changing too is it's no longer going to be one of those things where customers can just bring samples. Under the new rules, there's going to have actually what they call sampling labs, okay, which we've also applied for that accreditation as well. And so now we're going to have to come on site and actually pull the sample ourselves. And it's very specific, like the rules and requires. So you're no longer just going to be able to pick your own sample and submit it. But what I would recommend is, for questions such as you asked, is I would recommend you come in and talk to some of our scientists and chemists, and they kind of give you some ideas and input on things just to make sure you're compliant. And we want to be used as a resource. And so we have a kind of an open door policy, and we encourage customers to come visit our lab. You can show up anytime from 10 to 7, essentially Monday through Saturday, and get a lab tour. And then we have chemists and scientists on staff that could take you through the whole entire process of the current rules, where they're at, and questions you have. If you have questions about recipe design, you know, a lot of our customers are going from making, 25, 50 brownies at a time in their kitchen, and now they're looking to make 1,000 at a time. And so, you know, your dosages are a really important part of that. And and to be able to hit those dosages. And so we recommend you come in and talk to some of our chemical scientists as far as recipe design, and they can help you with your recipe to hit those dosages.
Hmm. So I see on your flyer you're offering 1 day, 2 day, and 3 day testing, and it gets less expensive the longer it goes. So is this like a rush thing where what you'd get in 3 days you can get in 1 day?
It is. There's also some different technology we use for getting the 1 day turnaround test right now. That is going to be changing under the ORLAP accreditation, because that 1 day is kind of tied into the mold mildew, which a lot of companies used to use just petri dishes, which was like a 48 to 72 hour waiting period. But now we developed some assays with some DNA technology that essentially accelerate the growth and determine if there was a pass-fail in about 20 minutes.
Hmm.
And so that's kind of changing under the new rules. But however, for the staff we have, we've grown from about 2 to 25 staff. In the equipment we have, we will be able to keep up those turnaround times as well.
When I go to the dispensary and I am choosing from a bunch of strains that are out there on the display, one of the things I always note is the THC potency, and I'll see something like 17.68%. Are we really getting down to the hundredths of a percent in accuracy, or is there like a margin of error?
There is a variance, essentially.
Okay.
And believe it or not, the state actually says there could be a 30% variance.
What?
But that said, typically we see, we've done a lot of sampling and a lot of analytical runs as far as verifying results, and typically we see less than a 3% variance. So yeah, so if you tested something one time and it came in at 17.56, is there a chance it would come in at 17.2 on a retest? Yes, that is correct.
But that's a lot better than a 30% swing that takes your 20% bud from 14 to 26.
That is correct.
That's crazy.
And that's one of the things too you'll see, which we're really excited about, is the state's actually finally required how to report THC properly, and that's to report the decarboxylated amount. And that's where a lot of times you would just see people adding the THC A and the Delta 9.
Yeah.
And you're really supposed to then multiply that by 0.875 and get the actual decarboxylated amount. And a lot of labs haven't been doing that for a long time, just because it puts a higher potency number out. And so the state has required that. And so by October 1st, you will see a consistent reporting from all labs on that side.
So we may just see like a point at which the THC potencies drop 2 or 3 points because of that adjustment?
Yes, that's correct. A lot of labs, we've been doing that for the last, I'd have to look, since the state recommended we started doing that, I think 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay.
And so we've been doing it since then. And so, yes, you will be seeing that. Essentially, you probably won't no longer see very many 26 to 30%, and if it is, then they're amazing growers.
Yeah.
What they're doing there.
Well, this is fascinating stuff, Jonah from MRX Labs. Tell folks, how our listeners out there, how they can get in touch with you guys if they want more information.
Absolutely, you can visit us on our website at www.mrxlabs.com. Or feel free to give us a call at 503-954-3992. We also have a free courier service all throughout the state of Oregon. And Russ, I don't know if you have an extra minute or two, but
yeah,
I just wanted
ahead.
To tell you, we also have a separate company too called MRX Extractors.
Oh, okay.
And how we actually got involved in building supercritical CO2 extractors was being on the lab side. A lot of the oils we saw coming into our lab a couple years ago on the CO2 side were very dark, didn't have any terpene profiles in there. And traditionally the knock on CO2 is that it strips the product of the terpenes. And so my partner, Paul Tommaso, who's an engineer, we had a chance to talk to a lot of our customers who are using other technology out there. And we wanted to set out to build a supercritical CO2 extractor that would have full process control that would preserve the terpenes through the extraction process. And so we launched our 20-liter extractor just over a year ago, and have been selling those nationwide. But we're also a complete kind of turnkey technology company, where we also have rotovapes, post-processing, cartridge filling machines, and a new machine we're excited about that will actually separate and isolate the cannabinoids to take it to pharmaceutical grade of like 99% CBD,
wow,
THC. And so we're kind of a one-stop, complete extraction engineering company as well, based in Canby. But we service customers, like I said, now North America side.
Yeah.
And so we would love to talk to people that have questions about their extraction needs. And then we also just came out with our 100-liter extractor that'll process about 50 pounds at a time.
Wow.
And so we're doing a lot of that with some of the big cannabis extraction companies, but also the hemp side too as well. And so that's a company that we're really excited about, and that's just been growing like crazy as well. And would also extend the invitation to anybody that wanted to come and tour our facility on that side too.
Yeah, is that a separate website?
It is. It's www.fyrr, and that's FIYRR.com. And the name of that company is MRX Extractors.
All right, fantastic, Jonah. MRX Labs, MRX Extractors. What's MRX stand for?
So when we started that as a family business a few years ago, number one, we wanted to be something unique,
yeah.
And wanted to keep it short and simple. A lot of people actually call us Mr. X.
I was going to say, is that what it means? Or?
No, and actually what that was, what essentially was almost like medical prescription in a deal.
Oh, okay.
or marijuana prescription. And with the RX, of course, being the pharmaceutical side. And the thing, how we test, we want to test to a pharmaceutical level. And also the equipment that we build, we want to be able to take the product to pharmaceutical level as well. So the RX really ties in with the medical or marijuana.
Right on. All right. Well, Jonah, thank you. And everyone check out MRXLabs.com. We'll bring you more here from the Portland Indo Expo. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Russ.
All right. Take it easy. We'll be back with more right after this.